You're listening to SBS News.
For the past 2 years, hundreds of male CEOs and board members have been working together on a plan to rid Australian workplaces of sexual harassment. This week, that roadmap has been revealed. The founder of the Male Champions of Change Coalition, Elizabeth Broderick, says employers need to ensure the prevention of sexual harassment is a top priority.
If you think it's something that can be just treated as a small workplace grievance, you need to think again. These issues do require the attention of the most senior leaders in organisations, and those that fail to heed that message will actually find that there's a level of scrutiny on them that they may not have seen in the past.
The group makes 5 key recommendations, including treating sexual harassment as a workplace health and safety issue, reducing the use of non-disclosure agreements, and promoting gender equality.
It's definitely about giving the victim more of a voice and recognising that that's important for 2 reasons. One is it's important in the healing process that has to occur, but it's also important so that organisations and, you know, Australia as a country, that we learn by listening to the stories.
James Fazzino, the chair of Manufacturing Australia, says disrupting the system requires a major rethink on how sexual harassment is managed.
I think the report actually takes a very different approach to sexual harassment, and it starts by saying, firstly, what we've done in the past hasn't worked. What does that mean? It means setting the standard at zero tolerance. It means investigating all cases of harassment and looking for the systemic cultural drivers that allow sexual harassment to occur, identify the risks, assess the risks, and put in place prevention.
Inspired by the National Inquiry into Sexual Harassment in Australian Workplaces, led by Sex Discrimination Commissioner Kate Jenkins, the report aims to give workplaces simple actions for driving change. Ms. Jenkins says she fully supports the Coalition's recommendations.
What I think is great about it is that it absolutely uses the most current best practice thinking, and it distills it into something that's really practical for organisations to put into place pretty quickly.
According to a 2018 Australian Human Rights Commission survey, 1 in 3 workers said that they had been sexually harassed in the previous 5 years, but only 17% of the victims made a complaint. Ms. Jenkins says she's hopeful the Male Champions of Change report will help encourage more people to come forward.
I think this report really recognises that the power dynamic where the employer really, you know, is the one with the money and who can set conditions on, you know, what a settlement will look like.
James Fazzino says the time is right for change.
Well, I think standards have changed. You see that with the Me Too movement. You also see that with some of the recent cases of harassment in corporate Australia. So the bar's been lifted. And the other thing, and the big difference here is, we're actually seeing this as a health and safety issue, not as a legal issue. It goes to the heart of your culture, your values. This occurs primarily to women, but they're women that we collectively employ. And their health and safety comes first before anything else we do.
The Male Champions of Change Coalition hopes their report will set a new standard for all organisations across Australia and the world. Alan Lee, SBS News.